Hey there, welcome back to the Happy Single Ladies podcast. I am your host, Raquel R. James, and I am excited to be here with you yet again. So today we are talking about three lies that we tend to believe about singleness. And be clear, there are many more, but these are three that are pressing for us as single ladies. So I'm going to jump right in. The first lie that we believe about our singleness is that single equates to lonely. So that is singleness equals loneliness. How many times have you heard or have you said, "Oh, but being single, I'm just so lonely"? We tend to say it and take for granted that it's just a part of being single. But singleness does not equal loneliness. And let's be really clear, everyone experiences loneliness. So let me break this down a bit for you. So being single, you are indeed alone. Lots of times you will be alone as a single person. So you may be listening to this podcast right now, and you may be in your car alone, or you might be at home on your sofa alone. So you are definitely spending some alone time when you're single. Now, lonely is different from alone. So loneliness is essentially a feeling. It's an emotion. You feel lonely because you feel disconnected. So loneliness can be triggered by many things. It can be triggered by people, experiences, thoughts, all sorts of things. You can actually be in a room full of people and feel so disconnected that you feel lonely. In a room full of people. On the other hand, being alone just means that you are alone. And the truth of the matter is, if you look at this through a different lens, alone time is prime time. What am I saying? I'm saying that alone time is prime time. Being alone gives you the opportunity to become the best version of yourself. It gives you time to connect with our Heavenly Father, to have extreme clarity about your calling, your passions, God's intended purpose for you. You can hear from Him in that alone time. Being alone also gives you the opportunity to learn your true identity. Whereas when you have all of this background noise and people around you all the time, and you never take time to just be still and be alone, we often lack clarity as to who we are. We experience ourselves differently in our alone time. So when we have all of that noise around us, a lot of times we start to identify ourselves by circumstances, situations, other people, job titles, educational degrees and levels. Those things do not define us. The material items that we have, they don't define us. But when we are caught up in the chaos of life, and there is no alone time, and there is no quiet time with the Lord, we often start to identify ourselves that way. And I'm not just preaching to the choir. Let me tell you that. For years, I identified myself based on things that I had, including my degrees or my job titles or the car that I drove. Those things, or so I thought, made me who I was. But in reality, those things never defined me. I was confused. And with all of the noise, we get caught up and we start to believe the hype. Because you drive a certain car, you are the bee's knees. Because you have a certain title, again, you are the bee's knees. But realistically, you're the bee's knees because God said so, not because of anything that you own or any degrees that you've attained. So, what I want you to know is that this alone time, it really is prime time for you to do those things that I just spoke of, but it's also time for you to just recharge physically, to rest, emotionally, spiritually. It's the perfect time for you to reignite your passions, define your purpose, and start to implement the steps to truly walk in your calling. So as you're in this season of singleness, I want you to get some clarity around the difference between lonely and alone, and know that it's so okay for you to be alone. And you don't have to feel lonely, because there's so much for you to gain in this season if you have the right perspective. So that was lie number one, that singleness equals loneliness. The second lie is that relationships equal wholeness. So basically, when you're in a relationship with a man, you are whole. He is going to be your other half. Right? We hear that all the time. And you'll hear me speak about this frequently, I'm certain, because I hear it so much in various contexts as it relates to being single. But people always tend to think that somehow I'm going to find my other half. And I heard a different perspective on this past weekend, and it was interesting. But what I will say to you is this. You are a whole person before you walk into a relationship. You see, God's math is a little different. In the world, we say 1 + 1 = 2. Right? That's how we add. But in God's math, 1 + 1 = 1. We are multiplying as opposed to adding realistically. Because we will enhance one another's lives when God brings that partner. And so the two will become one. But you need to be whole before you get into a relationship. So don't anticipate or believe the hype when people tell you that you're going to find your other half. Don't fall into believing that, because that implies that you're not whole if you're not in a relationship. That implies that there's something wrong with you if you're not in a relationship. It's okay to be single. It's actually a good thing to be single for some point in our lives so that we can, again, establish our true identity, learn who we are in Christ, and learn whose we are, and learn that we've already been validated. We don't need someone to make us whole or to confirm or affirm that we are enough. Jesus did that on the cross. That's done. So know that you have to work on your healing, your wholeness, before you walk into a relationship. Otherwise, you're just bringing a bunch of mess and junk into a relationship because you're expecting someone to fill a void that only God can fill. He is the only one that fills those holes and those voids that make us feel like we're less than, that make us feel inferior. All of those challenges that we face, he's the only one that repairs all of the brokenness. So we can't go into relationships looking for people to make us whole. They will fall short and they will fail you because they're not capable of that. There is no man that walks the face of this earth that can fill the space that God is intended to fill. So you have to know that going into a relationship, there's no one who's going to make you whole. You are a whole person. You are worthy. You are more than enough going into a relationship. And if you don't know that, then you've got to go back and do the work that we talked about in the previous episode. The Christian counseling, the prayer, the searching the word for scripture that speaks to the problem that you have. All of those things. So knowing that you need to be healed whole and well before you jump into a relationship. So don't believe that lie that a relationship is going to make you whole. It's going to make you better. It's going to solve all of your problems. That, my sister, is a lie. Okay, so that's lie number two, that relationships equal wholeness. Now, for lie number three, it's related to the previous one. It's that relationships equal happiness. Where do I start with this one? Relationships do not equal happiness. Relationships can certainly enhance the quality of your life when you're with the right person. They can give you a feeling of happiness for some period of time. But here's the thing. You think you're looking for happiness. What we have to learn to walk in is joy. I like to say that joy is an inside job, right? It's God-given. The word says that the joy of the Lord is your strength. So you have that joy on the inside of you. It's an inherent characteristic of a child of God. So joy is already on the inside. No man, woman, or child can give it or take it away. Now, you can allow someone to have your joy when you give it to them, essentially, by just assuming that you don't have the power to maintain it and thinking that someone else has that much power in your life because you don't know what you don't know. But I'm telling you right now, they can't take it. It's an inside job. The only way you don't have it is if you refuse, to accept it and decide you're giving that away. But it's yours. Now, happiness, on the other hand, happiness, that's an outside job. It's external. What do I mean by that? We create happiness. Circumstances and situations create happiness. Happiness changes based on what's going on at that moment. So, you could get to work tomorrow and be really happy. Had a great morning, right? Everything was wonderful. Your day started well. You're excited about it. And you get to work and there's some email from your supervisor or from a coworker that makes you really unhappy. Happiness has now gone out of the window. Happiness has left the building. Happiness is an emotion. And it comes and it goes. It fluctuates. We can't make decisions based on emotions that fluctuate. An example. So you're in a relationship. Let's say you're married, right? You're waiting on that. So let's say you're married and you're really happy with your husband today. But tomorrow, he does something that really kind of just irks your nerves. You're not necessarily happy about what he's done in the moment. And for you, it may be something that makes you go, isn't that just like common sense? Shouldn't he have known to do this? Or, you know, so you are really beside yourself. You are not happy. Can you make a decision based on that happiness or lack thereof? No, because happiness is temporary. You get to choose whether or not you'll be happy based on what's going on, based on your thoughts, the choices you make daily, the actions you take daily, that will either make you happy or unhappy. Those are the things that contribute to your happiness or lack of happiness. So, although we say we want to be happy, what we really need to walk in is the joy of the Lord and knowing that no matter what's going on the outside, all of those external forces can't change what I have on the inside, which is joy. And when you know that, it changes the way that you move about your day, every day, which then changes the way that you move about your life, because you know that you have this joy on the inside of you, and it is strength. So at those moments when unhappiness rises up, you can acknowledge that the joy of the Lord is my strength. I will be glad and rejoice in it, right? So then you take that and you use that as strength to move forward and do whatever it is that you need to do in that moment. So here's the good news. The good news is that you now know what those lies are. And you already have the tools to make a shift in your mindset, to change the way that you think, and to really have the joy of the Lord that allows you to live the happy life that you want. A life that's filled with significance and impact, not just fluff and emotions and based on the circumstances of the day, a real, genuine, joy-filled, happy life. Because you'll make the choices based on what you know you already have, which is that joy that's on the inside. The other good news is that you know right now, in this singleness, in your alone time, you have time to learn who you truly are in Christ and to know all of the power that's been given to you. Power that will basically allow you to master the new reality that you desire. Not some life based on circumstances and emotions and situations that make you unhappy. Those are not the things that you're going to allow to guide your life. So those lies are just that. They're lies. They're not real. And here's a scripture I want you to stand on when it comes to renewing your mind. It's Romans 12:2. And it says, "Do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, His good, pleasing, and perfect will." So God's will for you is pleasing, it's perfect, it's good. So you don't have to believe those lies about being single. You first got to start by transforming your mind, the way that you think, the perception of singleness that you have, that has to change first. You have to know that being single is simply being alone, which is basically prime time for you to get right, be the best version of yourself, and live the life that you desire right now, that happily single now life. And not be burdened by the thought of happily ever after that's not yet arrived. In due season. Okay? And then remember, Philippians 4:4 says, "Rejoice in the Lord always. And again I say, rejoice." So the joy that you're seeking, you're calling this thing happiness because you're running on emotions. What you need is the joy of the Lord, and you have that. And you have to remind yourself of that in those moments where you're feeling unhappy. Know that that feeling of unhappiness, that's a temporary thing. It's not forever. So don't allow it to make you make decisions that will last forever, have an impact that's with you always. Use that joy on the inside to lead you, guide you, and direct you, and to be your strength as it's intended to be. When you're making these really important life decisions based on your emotions in the moment. So, I hope that that serves you well and that this has been helpful, knowing that these are lies, they're not truths, and that the word speaks differently. And we've got to start from a place of truly transforming our minds so that way we walk in truth and not on the lies that we're being told. Being single is not a bad place to be, my sister. You can truly be happily single now and patiently await your happily ever after. So again, I thank you for joining me today for the Happy Single Ladies podcast. I am your host, Raquel R. James, and I am truly looking forward to continuing the journey with you as we walk in this happily single now life together. I am your single sister soldier warrior walking this out with you as you get to your happily single now. So I'm looking forward to speaking to you again real soon. You can, of course, connect with me here via the podcast. And please share this with a friend who also needs to get to happily single now and get rid of the lies she's believing about her season of singleness. You can also connect with me on Facebook and Instagram at Raquel R. James. I love you, my sister, and I will talk to you real soon. All right now. Bye-bye.